Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. And this gathering happens each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's really an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And if anybody is new here today, we have different people that lead the meditations each month. Next month, we're having somebody brand new for us, Camilla Blossom. So she's a person I know from my fairy congress days. So anyway, it's going to be fun to have somebody new next month. But I'm excited today to have Takara Scheller here. You know, she's a best-selling author and an award-winning speaker, and she's also an engineer and a consultant, and she really likes to help people step into their magnificence and stay in flow with the universe. And Takara was the leader or the creator of the Dolphins and Whales Forever book collaboration, which quite a few of us on the call were part of. And it's been really fun to get to know her through that project, and she's got many other books as well. You can read more about Takara on her website, magnificentyou.com, and that's just a capital letter U. And so, Takara, anything else? Have you got anything new happening that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I always have new things happening. I just started a brand new book collaboration. Just one other author and myself are doing a four-book series, so I'm writing a lot. But something I want everyone to be aware of is coming up on the equinox, it's the 20th anniversary of the Golden Water Dolphin Meditation for Planetary Healing, words that I received 20 years ago to help connect with cetaceans and to heal the oceans. And we do it every equinox, both spring and fall. And I have a co-leader of this event who also heard similar words. He lives in Australia, and he'd been doing it for 5 years prior to me receiving the words that I received. So we've been co-leading it together for 20 years, him in Australia and
wow,
me in North America. And so it would be so fabulous if each of you would like to join us. I popped something up on my Facebook group, Wild Dolphin Lovers, so that's probably the easiest place to stay abreast of it. And basically it's 8 o'clock wherever you are in the world on the equinox. You just do these words. So it's quite simple to participate individually or as a group. So,
cool.
All right.
Well, take it away.
All right. I just took one little last drink of something. So, okay. So, everyone, I want you to close your eyes. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing in, joy. Breathing out, any worries or cares. Breathing in, love. Breathing out, any tension you're feeling in your body or in your life. Breathing in, beauty and peace. Breathing out all the cares of the world. Coming fully now into this now moment. Take your head and gently bend it forward as if you're looking down at your heart area, your heart chakra, your heart space, and find something to be grateful for. And in that space of gratitude and appreciation, we're going to travel today together to a magnificent, magical place under the sea. Wherever you begin, wherever you live, Right now, I want you to imagine yourself floating through the air, and we're going to be gathering in a crystal city underneath the ocean. So just travel there in your mind. Come down through the water. It's the perfect temperature. Traveling down, down, down into this magical place. You may be escorted by dolphins or orcas or whales. And find yourself in a magnificent room with crystalline walls and ceiling, with a beautiful, beautiful ornate floor. It might be marble or something else. But find yourself standing in this beautiful crystal city in a magnificent building with the rest of us. We're all there together and we form a beautiful circle. And so we take hands and we gaze in one another's eyes and we smile in recognition and honor. Honored to be in one another's presence and honored to do this work. Light begins to pour down from above, sparkling and glistening and illuminating each of us. A giant cone or column of light in which we are all encircled. The angels of the sea, the dolphins, and the whales and orcas and other sea creatures join us there. And we feel uplifted in their presence and honored by their presence. Take a moment to just look at them swimming around. Imagine yourself gazing into one particular eye or watching them swim or feeling them swim past and gently caress you. In the center between us, imagine a ball of light begins to form. And as you look at the sphere of light, this ball of light at the center of our circle, you begin to see a symbol begins to form. And this symbol is a gift to you. It's a sacred symbol. It can look like anything, but your symbol is very likely to look very different than mine and the next person and the person across from you in the circle. We all have our own unique symbol, but we only see, as we look into the sphere of light, our own, the symbol that is perfect for us. So take a moment, and whether you see or sense something, know that it's correct, whatever it is, and just sit there and think about the symbol and gaze on the symbol or feel the symbol. This symbol is full of energy, specific energies, for healing and for whatever your particular symbol is specifically designed to do. Now I want you to imagine that you're taking this symbol, it's coming to you, and I want you to take it in to your heart, and also take it in to your third eye, and let it really anchor there within your heart and within your third eye, and feel the energies that it contains begin to pulse, and just sit there with it for a moment. Getting to know the symbol, getting to know and experience the energies. I'm going to be quiet for just a moment so you can listen or feel and begin to understand what what it's for and how it can be used. You are now the keeper of this symbol and the energies that it contains and emits. Your job, your mandate, your, that's pretty strong, your opportunity is to use this symbol and the energies that it emits to bless the world and the water in certain locations as you travel there in person or in visions or dreams. See or sense where you're being drawn right now around the globe to bless the space with this symbol and the energies. We've already mentioned one of the places that are in dire need of support, but there are several others. We mentioned the red tide happening in Florida. We also mentioned and are very aware of the orcas in the northwestern United States who are literally starving. We're aware of Fukushima and the toxicity and harm that these substances are causing to the oceans, and the imbalances and the messing up of the pH that's also affecting the Pacific Ocean because of what's happening there. And we are aware of Taiji and the Faroe Islands, where cetaceans are being slaughtered senselessly. And there are many, many more locations where the oceans themselves and the creatures who make the oceans their home need support, need love, need blessing, need harmony to be restored. So I ask you to go wherever you're drawn, whether it's one of these places I mentioned or somewhere else entirely. Go to that location in your mind. Find yourself in the water there, or looking down from above if you don't want to be involved in the energies that are happening in the ocean in that place, and send your symbol down into the ocean, knowing that it's emitting the vibrations of healing and harmony and whatever else you received about that symbol that it does for the oceans and for life on planet Earth. Send those blessings to the ocean there and see the symbol anchored into the ocean floor, maybe even etched into the ocean floor there. And know that as David Adams and I have led these meditations globally for 20 years, people around the globe over the past 20 years have placed imperial topaz and clear quartz crystals all over the planet in freshwater places and also in the oceans to anchor the energies of these meditations that we do. So know that wherever you place your symbol, there's crystals there helping to anchor it. The shells are acting as crystals that are all over the oceans. They help create a grid throughout the world, connecting all the locations, running the ley lines, song lines that work with the whales and their song. And if you feel so drawn, after you see this symbol anchor in that location and you watch as it begins to emit its energy, you'll start to see that you can see the harmony beginning to be restored in that location. And whatever else your particular symbol does, begin to imagine it. You might see the colors change. You might see vibrancy return. You might feel more chi or life force happening there. You might see more animals show because they like the energy of it. Watch the ocean where you place your symbol change and transform into a more healed and whole, healthy environment. A place of harmony, a place of peace, a place of vibrancy and life. And as you see that happening in one location, if you feel drawn to another location, then go there as well. It will still continue to happen in the first location. But this symbol that you've taken into your heart and into your third eye, it's now yours to use as many times as you feel fit or you feel inspired to use it. It is yours forever to bless with. You will never run out of this symbol to bless the earth with. So take it somewhere else and bless another location or bless many locations. Whatever you feel inspired, whatever your heart says to do, know that that's the perfect thing. If you have gone to a new location, see this symbol going out into the water there, anchoring into the location, down into the floor of the ocean, being anchored into the place and also possibly etched onto the ocean floor. You might see it turn golden and sparkly. Whatever you see, it can be colors, it can be tones that it emits, it can send out rainbows, it can dance and spin and spiral. Whatever you notice is perfect. And know that these symbols, whether you see them as two-dimensional or three-dimensional, whether you see them flat or spinning or moving, know that they are multidimensional. And you're not just impacting in a positive way the third dimension in this reality, but you're impacting in a positive way other lifetimes, other dimensions, other realities. The oceans forwards and backwards in time, in the eons past and the eons forward, the future, the next giant civilizations that Mother Earth enjoys, and the previous major ones like Atlantis and Lemuria and Starseed and Mu, and the many others, because they're all linked and it's all spiral anyway. There really is no past or future. There's really only now. And in this now moment, as you're in a particular location, and seeing a symbol radiating out into the ocean in some location, remember the rest of us. Sense where we are in the world and send just a beam of light from your symbol out to these other symbols that are being placed and anchored around the globe. As you do that, we do it as well, and it's creating a beautiful network that's connecting the work that we're doing, the symbols, and the different vibrations that they're emitting. So if my symbol is bringing peace and your symbol is bringing love and someone else's symbol is bringing light and healing or whatever they are, all the multitudes of things that they each do, through this grid that we've just created of beams of light, the peace that mine is bringing is also in your location and all the others. And the love from another one is also everywhere. all the blessings are available in all the locations, being amplified, synchronized, harmonized, and aligned with one another. I'm going to be quiet again for a moment and ask you to imagine this whole grid, imagine all that has been created here, all the energies that are being emitted. I want you to notice how you're feeling, how the ocean feels to you, if there are any dolphins or whales around, or sea turtles or any other creatures. If you're noticing a difference in their behavior or their interaction with you there. And I just want you to sit with this grid and feel it and sense it and ask if there's any information that you need at this time that this grid can help amplify and help you receive, and that these beautiful helpers of dolphins and whales and orcas and all the rest can assist you with. Communicate with them now. In the locations where you find yourself, imagine ribbons of light coming down and just like a spiral dance, bringing colors and tones, beautiful energies coming down from above in a gentle spiral ribbon-like way, ribbons of light. Blessing the waters, blessing you, blessing the grids, and in all the other locations around the planet, all the waterways, both seawater and freshwater, all of it being blessed, uplifted, harmonized, coming into balance. Coming into peace. Experiencing greater levels of healthy life force. The restoration of balance. Feel that feeling of harmony within yourself. And feel that happening in the world around you, in the ocean, on the land. Now, wherever you are around the world, in these locations you felt drawn to go for healing and to offer support and beautiful symbols, to bless the locations. Come back to where we first gathered. Come back to the circle in the beautiful crystalline city under the sea. Join hands once more. And allow this sphere of light at the center where you found your symbol. Allow that to gently rise up and out of the city and out of the space. And once more, gaze into one another's eyes, smiling, acknowledging, sensing the love and the honor, the blessing that it is to be in one another's presence. I thank you. The cetaceans, the dolphins, whales, orcas, all the sea creatures, the ocean mother herself, thanks you for this service. Now imagine yourself back in wherever you live, back in your room, wherever you're actually on the telephone. Come back into your body. Bring with you the symbols. Bring with you the love and the harmony. Know that you are a keeper of this symbol, and it is your right, your privilege to use it to bless any location, any person, any situation you feel drawn. Let it bless you and your life. And now wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently move your head side to side, feeling yourself back into your body. And when you feel ready, take in a big, deep breath. And open your eyes. Woo!
Whoa. That was great.
Oh, that was too fun.
I loved it. That was really, really fun, Takara.
Great.
And very powerful. Yeah, I felt like, well, for myself, I went very deep with that. And I can see how I can use that symbol and to continue placing it.
Right.
All and over like, the world.
Right. And you know, my guidance around this, I mean, I just received that meditation, and obviously as I was saying it, I was receiving new information, but I wrote these words and this whole idea about 15 minutes before we started. Like, that's how long they waited to download this to me, okay? But, you know, a lot of it always depends on who's showing up and the energies that are going to be present, what needs to be said and what needs to happen. So, but I just want to make sure everyone understands these are your symbols. You can never run out of them. And you can bless a person. You can bless yourself. If the situation comes up and there's a whatever, just bless it with the symbol. It's not just for water. It's for everything.
Fantastic.
All right.
That's great. Well, does anybody have a question or a comment or something you want to say or ask Takara? If you do, go ahead and star 6. And don't be shy.
Come back into your body, everyone.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody's floating out there.
I'm sure. I am sure.
Okay.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
I will. This is Jillian from Cottonwood, Arizona. I just want to thank you so much for that amazingly powerful meditation. I also went very deeply. And I just wanted to comment that I was actually taken to a mountain glacier and that fed into a major riverway, which I believe was the Amazon.
Awesome.
The clearing was, there was healing and clearing all the way from the mountaintop into the ocean. And I felt the other anchor points that other of us were doing very, very vividly. And for the first time, I had not an intellectual, but a real energetic and physical understanding of how water connects all. It's kind of like a connective tissue for
right.
the planet and all of
right.
us.
Right.
So I really want to thank you for that, Tamara. It was really powerful.
You're very welcome.
That's great. Anybody else? Star 6.
Tahira, this is Joni from Hawaii. I'm in Oregon now, but I was drawn to the Rio Laja in Guanajuato, Mexico, which is a river that's being restored in Mexico. And putting my symbol there was very powerful. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And I want to remind everyone, too, that you can go to the website globalwaterhealing.org, and all the recordings from the last 4-plus years are on there. So anytime you've got, you know, a half hour to do a healing meditation for the waters, if you want to be guided by all these wonderful people that have done these meditations for over 4 years now, just go to the website and go to the recordings page.
To your website, Mary?
No, globalwaterhealing.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else have something you want to say to Takara?
Yeah, this is Maureen in Rolla, Missouri. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maureen.
I just wanted to thank you all for doing this together in time. There's such a power in our collective consciousness that we don't have that kind of strength when we're doing it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love this collective consciousness around healing our planet, healing our water. I can't thank you enough. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude.
Mm. Thank you for being here and being part of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all of us to heal this planet, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to unmute everyone, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye and blessings to everyone. So hold on.
Wow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Good to hear your voice, Mary.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.